You know, when I arrived at Mount Hermon 19 years ago, one of the things I didn't expect was the privilege and the honor and the opportunity that I could, had no idea what it involved, of having the chance to go to work side by side, day in and day out, with men who have poured into my life and meant so much to me and continue to, men like Ken Harrower and Ron DeMoller, Fred Miller, who I believe is with us today, and of course Dave Talbot. These guys loved me from the get-go, which wasn't always easy, believed in me from the moment I arrived, encouraged me, prayed with me, shared with me, oftentimes traveled with me through tough times in my life. And three of those gentlemen have transitioned into the next roles in their lives. And one of them's, as you all know, getting ready to follow suit. And that's, of course, Dave Talbot. I met Dave and Carla Talbot almost 34 years ago when they attended the wedding that I happened to be a part of when Lori and I got married. That was a good day. I don't really remember you, Dave, but <laughs> 19 years ago, of course, when I started, I would tell you this. There were two people I was very intentional about taking to lunch. One was Don Rhodes, right out of the gate. Many of you know who Don Rhodes was. He's in heaven now, as is Elaine. He had my role for a number of years. And then number two on that list was Dave Talbot. And I remember going to lunch with you, and I remember that very much. And I wanted to learn from Dave, wisdom, perspective, and hopefully how he could help me avoid making too many mistakes. 10 years ago, Dave went to work with us on the advancement team, and he joined Ron DeMoller and I and Carrie, and man, those were very, 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 very special years. We had a good run, about 8 years, all the rest of us, and then Ron abandoned ship earlier than I anticipated. He had to go become a trustee. I don't know what that was all about. We're grateful that Ron's doing that in the right place. So I want to invite Carla and Dave Talbot up here right now. Okay? Come on up, you guys. And Dave is going to share with you, Dave and Carla are going to share with you a little bit about what this transition is and isn't, and he's also going to give you guys a little idea of, you guys aren't moving to Florida or something, right, to retire. You're still going to be around, so tell us about that part, too.
Yeah, not even Milpitas. Okay. Well, a good friend who's helped me with life coaching said, you need to call this pro-tirement. I don't believe in the term retirement, and we've already begun to feel the effects of everybody saying, well, what are you going to do? Are you going to still be here? And so we hope to be still involved with Mount Hermon on some levels, but I'm giving up my full-time salary and my benefits. The benefits ended many years ago. But I'm going to continue programming and hosting the five times a year hymn sings. And we still have two to go this year. And I'm going to thank you to all 25 of you who come to those. That's been fun. We're in our 21st year of doing those, and they've been a lot of fun for me. I enjoy that kind of thing. And then I've agreed to do the Christmas concerts, which we'd already programmed for this coming December, so I'll come back and host those. And then we're still fussing with next summer, but it looks like I'll be programming the summer concert series through 2018. I'll do that remotely, and hope for the best. So we've already started working for that. But I'm very happy for the time to have more time to visit grandchildren. We have six of them now, and they'll all be on the West Coast by the time we retire. And so hopefully going to do more travel. Ken Carter and I are doing another hymn tour to Great Britain and Wales in September, and And so we're going to do that 1 week after we retire in September. Mount Hermon has had such an incredible place in my life. It started in 1961 when I first came, and on the very first day, I came in here and played the piano on this stage, and Howie Stevenson's mother was playing the Hammond organ that used to sit over on the other side, and that began a long-time friendship with Mount Hermon at the invitation of Bill Gwynn. And at the end of the summer, they invited us back, so came three summers in a row, and then the fourth summer I came on summer staff and was Bill's assistant in public relations and sort of a resident musician, and they asked me to stay on staff full time, which I deferred, thinking I didn't have enough training for that, so went off and worked for Billy Graham for 3 years, and then went back to Westmont College to work for 9 years, and then finally came here in 1977. So it's been a good run. I grew up in Christian camping. I have relatives who were involved in the Furs in Bellingham, Washington. And the first photo that the family has of me is laying on a blanket with my parents behind me, and it was at a camp, the Furs. And my parents were on the leadership team there for years and years. So long time involvement with camping. And my folks were very supportive of that because of their longtime interest in it when I came here. And they came here often. My father has performed musically on this stage with me. And so those memories of long ago are wonderful. So from 1961, I never missed a year of being involved in music here, except one when I was overseas, until we came on staff in 1977 on a regular basis. One of the things that had not done before we came to Mount Hermon was really have any kind of a concert ministry. I played the piano a lot, but to actually do a concert by myself was a new concept to me generally. So my concert ministry has expanded tremendously, and I still enjoy that, and I'm still available for a very reasonable fee. And so we're looking forward to more of that. I've also been greatly influenced by the young men that have come into my life, and to have been involved in the marriage of three interns that we knew here, two of whom are here today. You heard about the Rogers, and then the Oranders are here too. So those have been fun highlights, a little bit on the outside extra to do extension beyond Mount Hermon, but all because of Mount Hermon. So a wonderful verse that comes to my mind is Psalm 32, verse 20, which conveniently scrolled down before I got to it. Okay. Wouldn't you know, it scrolled all the way off the screen. Anyway. Has to do with the good Lord's goodness to us, and we are grateful for all that Mount Hermon has meant to us for these 40 plus years. Our kids were raised here. Our kids love this place. When we suggested maybe at one time we might sell our house, they just about jumped ship with the family, and so this is home for them, and we intend to be around as long as we can. So we're grateful for everything that we have benefited from at Mount Hermon. I really appreciate J.R. Loofbrough and his leadership and his encouragement and freedom to do what I needed to do. I've just enjoyed it immensely. And now to come up with the fourth executive director here, chief CEO, Mike is still on a trial basis, but we're really... I can't tell you how encouraged I am to be on the same team with him. So every way we look at our time here is positive, and we love all the friends we have here and love all of you who've been so encouraging, and many of you who prayed for me when I went through my surgeries on my knees, and which are doing a lot better. So thank you very much. Carla has graduated from being a decorating consultant here. She did for 15 years, and she keeps very busy with being a friend to many people here in the park. So thank you for your friendship. We love being part of this, and I don't expect we will be too far away as we, we're not on staff, but we'll be still here. Thank you very much.